This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. has restored its presence on the world stage as he has used his first overseas trip to connect with a new generation of leaders from some of the world's most powerful countries and more closely unite allies around addressing the COVID-19 pandemic and China's trade and labor practices. Biden wrapped up 3 days of what he calls an extraordinarily collaborative and productive meeting at the Group of Seven Summit of Wealthy Democracies. Biden says at a news conference in England that there was genuine enthusiasm for his engagement. He later visited Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. Israel's parliament Sunday narrowly approved a new coalition government, ending the historic 12-year rule of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and sending the polarizing leader into the opposition. Naftali Bennett, a former ally of Netanyahu turned rival, became prime minister after the 60-59 vote. Promising to try to heal a divided nation, Bennett will preside over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of 8 parties with deep ideological differences. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Brussels Sunday evening ahead of 2 days of summits with NATO and the European Union, part of his first foreign trip since taking office, and one aimed at reinvigorating transitional ties. Biden already attended a summit of G7 rich democracies in Britain over the weekend, and this will be followed by a summit on June 15th with top EU officials in the bloc's political hub. This is VOA News. Diplomats from outside the European Union have cautioned that negotiations with Iran to salvage a landmark nuclear deal still need more time. The diplomats from Iran and Russia spoke Sunday as leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy nations reaffirmed a commitment to stop the Islamic Republic from building nuclear weapons. Iranian envoys held another round of negotiations with international delegations in Vienna a day after EU coordinators suggested that differences over the 2015 accord limiting Iran's nuclear activities had narrowed further. Iranian deputy foreign minister told Iranian state media he thought a deal was unlikely to emerge in the coming weeks. New COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are declining across most of the country, even in some states with vaccine-hesitant populations. But almost all states bucking that trend have lower than average vaccination rates. And experts warn that relief from the pandemic could be fleeting in the regions where people got inoculated. Case totals nationally have declined in a week from a 7-day average of nearly 21,000 on May 29th to about 14,000 or more on Saturday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. For a week, states and cities have been dropping virus restrictions and mask mandates, even indoors. Experts said some states are seeing increased immunity because there were high rates of natural spread of the disease, which has so far killed nearly 600,000 Americans. Pope Francis is demanding that humanitarian aid reach hungry people in the war-torn Tigray region of northern Ethiopia, where Ethiopian and Eritrean soldiers are blocking food deliveries and other assistance. Francis called for an immediate end to the fighting in Tigray, return of social harmony, and for all food aid and health care assistance to be guaranteed. A Tokyo court is starting the trial of 2 Americans in Tokyo in connection with the brash escape of former Nissan star executive Carlos Ghosn from Japan to Lebanon in late 2019. Michael Taylor, a former Green Beret, and his son Peter Taylor, suspected in the operation of helping Ghosn hide in a box for music equipment that was loaded onto a private jet that flew him into Lebanon via Turkey. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.